Office. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Check one, two, Gemin on the one, Gemin on the one,
Gemin on the one. What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early.
All right, folks, enjoy the show. Stay tuned. We're going live in five, four, three.
Morning Mayhem starts now. With David Basil, Roger
Yep.
and Justin.
Present.
Live from the Oaklawn Racing Casino Resort Studio. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only casino resort.
Have we missed it already?
No! You didn't say tell us!
Move it,
I can't do anything at you! You don't want you...
Pop it up.
Yakshimash.
Dobre.
Swing low chariot, come down easy, pass it to the terminal zone. Your engines and cool your wings and let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles.
Yeah.
We're gonna be on.
Oh, yeah.
I like that kind of party.
Hey, the
boys
are
on the line.
You got that right.
Go to the phone. Let's talk to Randy Renmore. What's up, Double R?
What?
I don't know. Where does that even come from with you?
Good dude, good brew, good buddy. I feel great, man. I feel great. You guys are great.
I know.
I'm going to go pick a fight.
Let me make it to the telephone.
Los Angeles!
Franklin on.
Strength and honor.
Here to put boys on the line. Let's go back to the phones. What, did you forget something?
What's that bulge in his pocket?
I'll tell you what it is, Double R. It's a free pint of Highland chocolate milk, my friend. Huh? You hear that?
All right, good morning, everybody. It's 6:11 on this Thursday, August 6th. Glad you're with us. We are on the road today.
I can tell you, I didn't know that was you until I looked at your voice and saw it. You were looking swelt, my friend.
Oh, thank you.
Tanned and thin and ready to go. Let me fill the traps.
Oh, if I could lose a little bit more,
I could ski off those traps.
68-69 Elvis. That's my goal, the 68-69 Elvis.
Well, now I know that term.
Or maybe 70.
What is that?
The early 70s. The blue jumpsuit. Blue and... Ooh.
You talking about dark blue or the Carolina, Carolina blue?
That we saw for the first time in the movie. Like, all of us Elvis fans said, what? Is that a new suit we see walking? He looked at those girls in the cafe, and they all just melted. We are here in Hot Springs. Actually, the new family market at Albert Pike Road at Piney Junction. If you're headed to Lake Ouachita or near Mountain Pine, you can't miss it. It's a beautiful place. It's like a light on the hill.
It's like a field of dreams is what I say. If you build it, they will come. When you come off that water, and right before you get to, or right when you get to Bradford Marina out here, you can look straight ahead, and you see the big, beautiful lights of family market.
Everything is perfect in this store, as they always do. I mean, every item is stocked full and done perfectly. And we're giving away a lot of stuff, a lot of freebies today.
I'm sure, David, that now you're going to be taking advantage of if Paula's going to be here with any wings and anything. You'll have to take a little bit.
I'll take a bite, but I'm doing so good. I hope she doesn't tempt me.
I want to check out their... she's got the... All right, listen, we got Highland Dairy pint chocolate milk, free. Bahama Mama's, free. Bahama Mama breakfast sandwiches, free. Community coffee, free.
Yeah.
That's all free. Now, that's all that I know at this
gas. What about the gas?
I'm going to tell you about that, my good friend from the Capitol. What county is Panama City in?
Bay County.
In Bay County. I'll find out more about the fountain drinks. There may be something off on that. I'm sure if you use your rewards card, there's going to be some of that. You're going to get 10 cents off a gallon and all kinds of stuff. I think through the rest of the week or month, we'll find out more about that as I look at it in more of the notes. But here's the big thing. Gasoline will be under $3, under $3 here at this location only using your rewards card. Now, the sign's not going to change. They're not going to change the sign. They don't need to change all the sign. They don't need to do that. With today's technology, Landon Parker can hit one button and go, pick-a-ow, and it's off. It's done. The pumps will change. Put in your rewards card, and it'll be under $3 for a gallon of gas. Right now, what is the thing?
$3.35.
$3.35 for a gallon of gas right now. That's not too bad compared to where we have been anyway.
Yeah.
It's still too high for me. But today, you're going to be able to fill up. And it's the weekend coming up. You're still going out to the lake and all that before school starts and all that. Now's the time to do it. Also have gas for your boats and your water, what do you call it, jet skis?
Yeah, watercraft.
Watercraft, thank you. All of that they have. They've got all the gasoline that you need for all your outdoor activities as well. But from 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. only, 6 a.m. to 10 a.m. only at this location, you'll get gas for under $3. There you go. Take that. Maybe I could get a phone call with the president or one of the secretaries in his cabinet and tell him that's how you do it. That's how we lower prices. Get an American rewards card.
Back in the studio, Christian Weaver. Good morning, Christian. How are you?
I'm all right. How are you guys?
Do we take a step back? Or we were at 7 yesterday. Are you back to 6? Are you still hanging at 7, or have you?
I think I'm around the same today.
Yeah, you don't sound as good.
It's really,
who's taking care of you?
I don't know what the deal is.
Where's Mama Weaver?
You need some of that ivermectin. Do you think you have the COVID?
I don't know what I have.
You can't shake it, Roger.
You can't. He can't.
He can take two barrels and three barrels.
He can't take three barrels. He can't go down with three barrels.
Well, you know what? We do prayers for Christian.
Yeah,
prayers
for Christian. Right, hashtag prayers up.
Prayers up. Today we'll have we won't have Joe Klein in the studio. We'll get him on the phone over in Little Rock. We'll have Belinda Mayo, as we always do, brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials. Of course, Joe is brought to you by Corky's.
Yeah.
We'll have a little fact or crap today brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment and Daniel and Vanessa Ellison. Roger, I was at practice yesterday, so we got to talk about that. We got NFL football tonight. And
so you talked to Caden Kittler as well?
I did. I saw you talking to him on your deal right there.
He's pretty pumped about coming.
He was. And they all shaved their heads.
What do you call it? Ugly haircut shave or something like that. Yeah, yeah. But you pointed out that it was so hot up here yesterday.
Oh,
it's probably a good thing to have. Just a heat coming off that field. Now, I know that you went up there as two things. You went up there as a journalist, but first and foremost, you went up there as a fighting Razorback, and you went up there. So you have to be careful what you say. You don't want to divulge any information and lose any of the confidence that they gave you by being a part of it. But you still have to put on the hat.
Yeah.
And the one thing that you said, I didn't get to watch all of your deal, and then I'll shut up and let you talk. The one thing that you said was not so much about the players that caught my attention. I wanted to hear what you said about the coaching staff. Yeah, so please tell me.
I was impressed. It's a hardworking group. Now, you know, you can certainly say, well, all coaches' staffs work hard. They do.
Sure.
But I wanted to watch this one just to see how they interact and how they push the players. It's day one. They're not in pads. And first of all, there's a ton of coaches. Good Lord of mercy. I don't tell them what this, how much. You know, of course, these colleges have all this money now, these big colleges, and they've got all this associate coach, blah, 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 and there's like three, they got like three offensive line coaches. I mean, it's like every two players have got a coach. And I watched Coach Silverfield. It was impressive, Roger, to watch him coach about every position.
Yeah.
I watched him, he was rotating, and he actually was coaching technique. Which, you know, Sam Pittman could probably say, I could tell you the same thing, how technique on defense.
Sure, sure.
But it was nice to watch him actually pull a kid aside and say, this is what I want you to do for multiple positions. Okay. And he was working, man. He was moving it. You know, he's young. He's a go-getter. He has expectations. And he pushed the guys, and they, you know, the coaches pushed them. And they were, listen, they were salty, too.
Sorry, okay.
But by the end of the day, man, it was 90. It was probably 94. Mm-hmm. It's the first day out. They had a good two-hour practice, and they were pooped. A lot of them were tired.
You bet.
But they fought through it, and so if that's the way they work, they have a chance to get better. I still, you know, I don't think the talent level is where it needs to be. So a couple new additions I'll talk about a little bit later, Roger, where I looked at it and go, all right, that's a good-looking player.
Okay.
Now, again, everybody looks like an All-American in shorts.
Yeah.
And so, but they've got some, the depth is better. You look at it, wow, they're too deep. They got bodies, at least they're looking around. Last year they had like six players at DBs. You got 40 now. I mean, matter of fact, it's going to take me, you know, 2-3 days to figure out all the DBs. But so anyway, at least it was a changing of the regime, Roger. For the first time we saw, I walked in there and there was not a Sam Pittman.
Right.
And there was not his coach. I was like, wow. And what hit me, I thought, how many times have we done this? I feel like the Matrix. You know how the Matrix, we found out we've done this 7 times. What? I'm the 7th Neo? Yes. And so we saw this with Bielema and his staff. We saw this with Chad Morris and his staff. Everybody's new staff. And we saw this with Sam Pittman. And now you got a complete new bunch. None of them have any connection. They don't know who I am from Adam. They don't know who anybody else is. They're learning it. But it's just weird watching and go, wow, we have given this precious commodity, which we call El Razorback.
Yeah.
And
I don't know why that came to that. Why your lingo
it's
changed.
It's like the Cuban influence that I had in the Key West. Right, but anyway, right. It's they've been given their
interest. Well, the only familiar face for you up that way, other than Kevin, is Juracek.
What's that now?
The only familiar
face
that you have up there.
That's great. And Kyle Parkinson, who is the sports
coordinator. Right, well, okay,
forgive me. But that's it. That's about it.
So that's it. Did you see Mr. Juracek?
I did not.
You did not.
I saw one of his.
Think you saw somebody
one of his
look behind a car?
I'm kidding.
You saw one of his heavies?
I'm kidding.
So none of that was going on. Why would he? He doesn't need to be.
Saw Otis Kirk.
Okay, very good.
So Trey Biddy,
you saw Trey Biddy?
Hey, they're all looking at me like, wow.
About that.
Look who's come up to Fayetteville today.
That's right.
This is normally I territory.
That's right.
You keep your little.
Did you compare tans with John Neighbors?
John did not. I did not see John there.
You did not?
And did see Bo there?
Well, he's probably still in the Bahamas.
Maybe. Sleeping. I don't know.
Very good. So, I mean, you were up there for two hours. Did you talk to Coach or any of that?
I did. He came by, shook my hand, said, thanks for being out here. Again, smart. He doesn't have to do that, but good PR. Yeah. That's a smart move to do that. And but anyway, it was just sort of weird going, you know what, it made me, I had to reminisce a little bit. I thought, you know, I'm looking around and saying, you know, I was here 40 years ago doing this. And I said, you know, the most enjoyable thing is my friends, my teammates.
Sure.
You know, looking around, obviously we lost Billy Ray Smith. I'm thinking, man, the guys I played with, Donuts, he's gone. I mean, there's a lot of guys I played with.
It's like a movie. They're all waving at you on the field, yeah. And they just disappear. Yeah. I've seen that movie before. There he is.
Of course, I'm in all black. I'm in black jeans, black shirt. It's 1,000 degrees, and people are looking at me like, what are you doing?
Yes,
and you know what? I was so focused. I sort of felt like I wish I could go put on a helmet. Because I'd be, call him up. Let's go. Yeah. Trips right. Give me the call.
Muscle up. Yeah, there's a lot of, Oski. There's a lot of us that wish you would put on those pads.
It's funny you bring it. Look at there. There she is. Don't make me say, get behind me, Satan.
No, you don't. You get them wings out. Get them out in the pizza.
You're talking about, I look back at, boy, it'd be fun to be out there with my buddies again. But you sure Aaron Donald is talking about coming back?
Yeah.
Holy, he's still young. He's 35. He's missed it. He missed it. So Miles Garrett is with L.A. now.
Miles Garrett.
Yeah, but they traded him. And if they could get Aaron Donald back, even at 35, watch out, because that dude's in great shape. But
right.
You know what, Roger? Maybe I've got, with all this college, all these court rulings, maybe old 53 has an extra year.
You know what? You haven't used your COVID year.
Exactly.
You have a COVID year.
What could I do?
Are you kidding me?
I can barely walk. But there's a big flag over the track field. You won't loaf. Over the track, there's a big giant flagpole and a big flag. You know what it says, what the number is?
Does it say 53?
It says 53 because you know what that is? What is 53? Come on. I just said where it was, what it was over.
Well, you said the track. It was over the track.
Right.
A 53 champion, 53, national titles.
53 natties right now. Thank you, John McDonald.
Is there a part of you that says, you know what, you don't want him to win anymore?
I told Kyle Parks, thanks for the welcome.
Yeah.
53 is here.
So, why don't, if something happens to you, and heaven forbid it happened any time before I get a raise. I don't know. Did that come out loud on podcast? You know what? I want Kyle, if you're listening, I want that flag. We drape that. Yeah. We drape that over you.
Well, Steve Qualls.
Is it a Razorback?
No, just 53.
Okay.
Steve Qualls texted me last night about 9. He goes, are you hitting the steering wheel?
Well, you better stop stuttering.
Okay. Yeah, I said, are you hitting the steering wheel? I said, no, I was on the phone the whole way back making calls.
Making copies, doing stuff.
So, anyway, if you want to be a part of the show, 661-1037. I did mention NFL action tonight. Yeah. So now, first game, and the last one will be, what, February 14th? When is the Super Bowl? Is that right? Is it February 14th? Is that Valentine's Day? Is that right?
That's Valentine's Day.
Has it ever been that before?
That's a long time, Jack.
Wow. I was pulling out, I saw the soccer team was playing, and apparently I looked here at the article and it said the temperature at that time when I was leaving, it was probably 6 o'clock. And they said at 6 o'clock, the temperature was 95 degrees, heat index 99. They had a little bit of a breeze, but man, it was. I think of all the high school players out there with the, it's a hot one. But of course, they're not in full pads, so that makes it a little bit better.
I guess.
661-1037 is the number if you want to be a part of the show. Got some great things. We got the most unusual baby names from 2025. It is absolutely ridiculous. Some of these names.
Oh, can't wait. Then
also we found out what peak happiness, what age that is. You want to take a guess right now? The peak age for happiness. What do you think? JB, what would you guess?
I'm
you said 60. That, yeah, of course you would have said zero.
You know what? I'm going to do this. You know what happiness is?
What?
I'm trying to be philosophical. How can you say it? How can you say it that my tomorrow is always my peak happiness?
Yeah, it is. I'll tell you. It's way before we are.
It's way before.
Say, yeah, we're over the
40.
Not far from that. Okay. We'll talk about that. Also, it's the birthday of M. Night Shyamalama Ding Dong.
Okay.
Who we love. And Christian.
We sure do.
Shyamalama Nama.
Huh?
Of all his great movies, what is your number one? You got Sixth Sense. You got The Happy.
I've always liked
What is it, Signs?
Wow, calm down.
I love Signs.
I love Signs. You like Signs.
Signs would be a 5 for me. Because you know what I told you? Rogers never got the meaning behind the movie. He never connected with it.
Maybe I interpreted it a little bit different.
Maybe we need to watch that again and let you
I think
swing away.
For movie review last year.
We did. We did?
Did we do Shyamalama Ding Dong?
I don't think we did, because Roger would have a better feel for it. He still didn't have a better feel.
No, I mean, I'm
what, what does he say? Swing Away. What's his name? What's the
Meryl. Swing Away, Evan.
Isn't it Meryl?
Okay, I don't know. Meryl, I should know.
I'm telling you, when that when the music starts playing, he goes Swing Away, and who is the character? Who also is the bad guy in Gladiator? Joaquin Phoenix. When Joaquin Phoenix looks and goes, "What?" and he turns, and that bat is hanging on that wall, and the music starts playing, that whatever it is, I get to...
This is the... I'm playing this for me and John Bland. We sang...
No,
it's okay. We sang this. This is the director.
This is the what?
The director. I had to fill that in there.
Okay. Yeah, just like it. Wow. I lost my story.
Oh, no, come on. You've got the story.
Well,
you're trying to tell me about the bandit. You're trying to tell me why.
This obviously wasn't very good game.
Well, it's
thank you, Valentine.
I don't need you to tell me what how to interpret the movie, is what I'm saying for me.
It was a great moment where he looks up and he sees the...
Swing Away.
Yeah, Swing Away. That's right. Next one we go to next. Let me see.
No. I was going to play that anyway. Here's the thing. I don't know what I'm supposed to think the movie is supposed to be.
We're gonna get you on that one. Anyway, it's his birthday today. What is your favorite movie of his? That's another Christian one, since Roger's been busy. The other one that not many people know about is the one where I don't want to give away the plot, even though it's been out forever. The Town, where
The Village.
It's The Village. Some people don't like that. I love The Village.
I don't know what it's about.
It's all right.
Let me find a song for it.
I love the
Village People.
Can you give me the Village People? Put it YMCA.
I actually love the ending of that.
Is it a horror movie?
It's sort of, not really a horror movie.
I saw a few things last night where it's a horror movie is coming out, Evil or something like, I don't know what it is, but I'm sitting there going, you know what?
I don't want to watch it.
Back in the day, horror movies only come out once a year, but now every other movie is a horror movie.
They're terrible.
I don't get it. I don't understand. First of all, I don't want to look under a bed and see a little girl. I don't want to see a nun crawling backwards at me from a long hallway.
Yeah,
I don't want to light up my flashlight, and then all of a sudden, Ghostface is right in front of me. I don't need to see that. I need to hear more Shyamalama Ding Dong is what I need to hear.
Speaking about a horror show, we didn't mention it yesterday. Did you guys see what happened with Perez Hilton? Is that his name?
Yes. Yes.
He just starts cutting himself up. He's doing a live stream, he's cutting himself with a knife, right?
Yeah.
He's bleeding. And look at this young lady right there.
What a night. Look at who's there.
She's wearing her 609.
That's why she is, my friend, one of
the one and the only Rebecca.
That's right.
She doesn't live far from here.
No.
She'll be signing autographs.
She'll be signing autographs, and she is waiting for her spot on the favorite fan.
Yes, the best listener contest.
Listener contest. Yeah, are we still doing that?
I think we're still going to try to do it before football season.
Okay.
Let's take a break, come back. We'll check our messages on the Middleton Air text line. Even though Big Red is gone, the colors here at Family Market, we still got the red. The red continues.
So, Liz, you got the red, the white, and the blue. I mean, you come in here right now, and this goes back to David and Doug Hendricks and their lifelong experience in grocery stores and cleaning them up. Now, you notice them in the grocery store that you endorse as well as I do. And that
Edwards.
Is Edwards.
Yeah.
But with Edwards and with Family Market, it's still the local vibe is there, and it still resonates with me. And you can see that in here as well as the bathrooms in here. I am so impressed with the bathrooms that they do. Clean bathrooms are huge.
God damn it. You look at that. What service?
Let me tell you about TJ. Look at him. He found out he needed to start. He needed to get on a health kick. He's lost 30 pounds since January. He's lost 30 pounds since
January. I can tell you, he does look good.
He looks fantastic. He looks fantastic. All the shirts in his closet, it's a good thing that the Family Market is no longer Big Red, so they're all different shirts.
I will
Your
say
pants
this,
are falling off.
From the 501, the players all need to read Orville Henry and Jim Bailey's book about the history of the Hog football. Or other books about the history, they need to recognize the Baz on site and have his stats memorized. That's JT and Benton. No, but I did have a young man, Roger, walk up to me. He goes, "You're David Basil, right?"
Ooh.
And he's a young man he played linebacker at Little Rock Christian. A good-looking kid, but I'm going to mention him. He goes, anyway, that doesn't happen very often because you don't have as many kids in Arkansas up there. And so, anyway, I want to mention him a little bit later,
Maybe
too.
Our Oakland spots are still playing up that way as well, you think?
I don't know.
You know?
I don't know.
I know they should... I think they should. They have. Absolutely.
Okay.
They play it pretty, let everybody know you don't need to cross the border that way. You just come right on down this way. At least that's the way I think of it. Now, listen, here's the deal. We go to a break here. I want you to finish your story.
Yeah, he had the bat. He took the bat.
No, he wasn't. See, but again,
it's all right.
No, but listen, I want to know the meaning of it, but I thought I got the meaning of it.
Yesterday, you didn't realize it, but when Trey Reed was talking, my Spidey sense heard this. And I told Chris, I said, Chris, could you hear Roger XL on that one? He said, faintly. But for me, you go, when Trey Reed, you went,
well, it was
so no, I envisioned that's what you did a second ago when I was telling the story. You went,
No, it wasn't that at all. I meant no disrespect, but I certainly meant nothing to Trey Reed when I'm doing all, was doing that. But there's a time or two, you know, when anybody.
Somebody said I heard it too. I was wondering if I was the only one that heard that. You can't hear yourself exhale heavy when you're bored. All right,
thanks, Josh in Greenbrier. Yeah, outstanding.
6:30.
What a yawn in his text.
Astounding.
Astounding.
Yeah, all right, we are here at the Family Market at Albert Pike Road in Piney Junction. Don't go away.
And Roger are hitting the road this summer, celebrating the Morning Mayhem Summer of Adventure presented by Oaklawn Hot Springs. Keep it on the buzz to find out where they're heading next.
This is SportsCenter.
Arkansas basketball wrapped up their Bahamas trip yesterday with another blowout win, this one being a 105-48 win over the University of Calgary. Two Razorbacks scored 20-plus points. J.J. Andrews and Abdi Touré had 24 points. Catch the buzz on our social media.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
A hot day is ahead. We'll expect a high of 98 degrees today in Little Rock, partly cloudy, with a 10% chance of a shower or thunderstorm. Tonight, mostly clear and warm, down to 77. Tomorrow, 20% chance of a shower or thunderstorm and a high around 96. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Hello, folks. It's Frank Fletcher from the Fletcher Dodge Chrysler Jeep store right here in Sherwood. You know, everybody's talking about what can I afford. So we are working very hard to get those payments lower than ever. Folks, our factory has given us the largest incentives ever. We're selling Dodge Ram trucks for discounts we have never offered before. Come in and let us lower your payment on your new vehicle. Did you know that the new Dodge Ram truck has a 100,000-mile or 10-year warranty? That's a great warranty. Folks, also, I want to offer a free warranty on all used car retail sales. Remember, others don't show you the price on the windshield. Everyone gets my best price with no hassle. As we say on TV or radio, our best prices are posted online and on the windshield. Come see us at Fletcher Dodge here in Sherwood on Warden Road. We welcome your business. Thank you.
Every week, tens of thousands of public school students nationwide attend free LifeWise Bible classes during school hours. This opportunity is now available to students at select schools in Benton, Bryant, Bauxite, Greenbrier, and Academics Plus. Enrollment is open for LifeWise Academy. With parent permission, students attend off-campus classes 1 hour per week to receive Bible-based character education as part of their school day. To learn more or enroll, find your school at LifeWise.org. LifeWise.org.
Instant fun every day? That's a win. The chance at a life-changing jackpot? Win. Creating scholarships for Arkansas students? That's the biggest win of all. When you play the lottery, it's a win, win, win for Arkansas. So far, the Arkansas Scholarship Lottery has raised over $1.5 billion to fund more than 822,000 scholarships. Keep playing and win, win, winning, Arkansas. Call 1-800-522-4700 for Problem Gambling Helpline.
10 Fitness brings you Top 10 Tuesdays with The Zone. Each week, Justin and Phil will dive into a different Top 10 list and take your calls. Brought to you by 10 Fitness. Turn back the clock on gym prices.
You're listening to Morning Mayhem with David Basil, Roger Scott, Christian Weaver, and Justin Moore.
All right. It is 6:35. Just took a picture with Rebecca.
Yeah.
She's sporting the 609 shirt that can be found by going to Design Labs right down the street here in Hot Springs.
It's on the other side.
Steve Qualls. Yeah, but not far from here, right?
No. Yeah. You got the other exit. Exit right
probably
before
about
this.
A mile or two from here?
Airport.
The 609 shirt, the Morning Mayhem shirt. He might even do, for the right price, a Strength and Honor shirt. For a select few. The mugs are out, I think. We just need to ask him. He's supposed to be coming by. We've got to ask about the mug. He blocked me.
I don't know what it is. Hopefully I'll see him and the Hey Siri crowd. More importantly, I hope I see his wife tonight at Mainline Sports Bar. This is from someone from the 501. It didn't give me a name, so I won't say it was from the Middleton Heat and Air. Yesterday on the show, I thought it was a bit or that you were sick. And I said, what are you talking about? They said, thought I was sick because I was doing that whisper talk all day. And I thought, you know what?
You shouldn't do that.
Now, you know what? David Jr. had hit me up about it as well because he'd said that someone he knows also thought said something wrong with Roger. And I told him, I said, no.
What did he say the quiet talk?
Well, just, you know, talking a little more. I wasn't animated or whatever. No. Okay. I wouldn't do it.
Give me an example.
Just like I'm talking right now.
Okay. Why are you changing the levels?
Well, first of all, we're in a boardroom at that time. So you bring it down. When in Rome. You know, okay. When in Rome. Okay. Just like when we were in Cuba, you started talking Spanish.
Okay.
No cameras should be up. Yeah. Here is all excited. But I'm just trying to not step on conversation.
When
we've got all those people there. Now listen, Trey and Pigskin Preacher, they're not going to stop talking. They're going to keep going forward. They're going to go boom, boom, boom until...
What'd you say?
They're going to go boom, 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 boom. They're going to keep talking, which is fine. It's just I'm trying not to talk over everybody, especially you.
Have a seat. Grab a seat.
I mean, you're the host. Now, I'll play a song over you while you're talking, but I will not talk over you.
David Hendrick Jr. joined us. Good morning, David. Is that it? Is there one, four, three or four? What do you think? Let's go. Say something.
Good morning.
That's it. That's it. How you doing, buddy?
I'm good. How you guys doing?
Thanks
all
right.
Thank y'all for coming down this morning.
You bet. Another beautiful facility here.
Thank you.
It's like walking in grocery store heaven. When everything is filled, right. There's an empty slot. Yeah. Roger just gets chill bumps when he sees a store like
this. Takes him back to the good old days.
It does. Your dad and your
face
uncle.
Face it up.
It's exactly what it is. The cleanliness of these stores. You guys are good people. Hey, look at this guy.
Look at that guy right there.
The newest Qualls member right there. Bring it on in here, young man. Bring it on in here. There it is.
What's up, my friend? Athlete. Good to see you, buddy. It's like a million bucks.
The old stores, you know, the other stores and all that. I mean, one of the things that I noticed when I go into it, we were doing it when we were coming back from Cliff Harris's
house.
That? We had to stop and use the bathroom. Remember that one place that we stopped to use the bathroom? Yeah. And it was like, is there a 100-year-old flood going on in here?
Yeah.
It was disgusting.
Yeah. Yeah, it was.
But we had to potty. And I think that's where everybody went. Anyway, to say that just to have clean bathrooms is one thing, because you know you can bring your family if you got to stop and do that. But just the cleanliness of this place and the fact that you guys are local, the management, the big team is still local, makes a difference. It makes a difference with the other stores that we represent and all that, because the families here. Even though other employees at other gas stations and all that are Kansans, management not being here, I think, lends to a lot of nastiness and disorder.
Yeah. And congratulations.
Well, thank you.
In the old days, remember, in the old big red days, I would always go, David, what number are we at? We'll start the process again. What number, Family Market?
I can count on my hand now. It's easier.
It's a lot easier.
This is number 4 for me to score.
The funny thing, I would go, is this 48? And you go,
This is number four. This is our 4th convenience store, and we still have our 3 grocery stores as well.
And do you have another one already on... Kobe, is he gone? You gone, buddy? Good to see you.
See you, bud.
We'll see you tonight.
See you in trivia. Kobe Qualls, everybody. He got free Island Dairy chocolate milk and Bahama Mama.
Do you already have another one in the works?
No, we're trying. Okay. We're trying to find another spot. So okay. Hopefully we're going to get. This is our fourth store to open in 20 months. So it's been, we've been moving fast. Our team's done a great job.
You know, one of the things I enjoy, I did see, of course, we'll have our buddy Joe Klein from Corky's. I saw where, you know, Wright's opened up in, I guess it was Bryant. Is it Bryant proper? Is it Bit proper?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that stretch where everybody goes. You know, guys like who are expanding like he and Jordan is, and you guys, you always look for places where you got good traffic counts, the growth areas. Yep. So if you're going in right here, you guys like this growth area, you like the traffic count.
I mean, this is a very busy intersection out here, and just kind of an area that hasn't had a new store open in a long time. So I just thought there'd be a need here.
Yeah.
So. Sigma Supplies down the road. Mid-America Park is down the road. Yep. And Sigma Supply and the Hambys and John Dale, they've all asked about putting another store in.
Yeah, they love this, right?
This is great. But they wanted one out on Malvern, and that sort of thing. And after talking with David and all that, still obligations that are there that you are honoring, you know, what happened, which is going to keep you X amount of yards or feet or whatever it is from some of the old stores, from and that's what it is. That's why you didn't just go, boom, we're going to put another one right here, another one right there. You're honoring all of that.
It's allowed us to go to some places we didn't have stores before.
So Wooster.
Wooster.
Mayflower.
Conway area.
Conway's coming up.
Yeah.
Conway's coming up, isn't it?
And, of course, next week we'll have the announcement of the Touchdown Club. And great to have.
I'm going
to
tell you, David, if you just want to announce your lineup right now today, that'd be fine.
I like that. I like that. Let me tell you, it's yesterday when I was at practice, I had a lot of people there coming up, especially the media. They got the release in Thursday today. I'm still working, still trying to get things done. Yeah. It will have some spicy announcements. There will be some, they'll be like, wow, and then they'll be wow, wow, and wow. Now you see the difference there? Wow, and wow. A little bit of a difference.
There is a difference, even though it's like aloha. Which means hello, goodbye, and I love you. Yeah, it's just the way you use it.
I will be glad to get it done. Because I always am stressing to the end to get it announced. But appreciate y'all's support.
We're excited.
I bragged on you guys the other day. Who was it I was saying? I was telling Greg Hatcher. You know, the Hatcher Agency always has 15 or 20 people there. You guys are always there. You look at it as a way to support, enjoy, camaraderie. You guys make it. You guys make very rarely miss. As busy as you are, I take that as a compliment to support the club. Yeah, we appreciate it.
We look forward to it.
661-1037. Somebody says no cameras there. We've got the cameras working out, right?
Well, I don't know. I'm asking.
Christian?
I'm asking Christian. Are you telling me there's no cameras?
There's no cameras.
Well, they're on here.
Are you on the wrong one?
Oh, that's funny. Okay. So did you know that they weren't on, Christian?
Yeah, I did.
You just weren't going to say anything?
say something.
Oh, you did? I didn't hear you. I did see this, and we're looking at the cameras being on.
Yeah, is there a light on right there?
Yeah, my mother says there's no camera.
It's here. Yeah, well, everybody's saying that.
We can't waste this tan, Roger. Every show we can get on, we need to do this.
Well, and you know, now that we say that, now you can do what you always do during the show and take your pants off. Wait a minute. It's not National Underwear Day anymore.
No, it's not. 661-1037. Someone says we need one in Benton. Are they talking about a family market?
We agree.
Someone says here, another one, can you ask him to come to Whitehall?
Yeah.
Since we lost our grocery store with the ice storm.
What?
Yeah.
What is going on?
Let's see here. I know there's one in Wooster, but a family market between Greenbrier and Conway, the Spring Hill area, would be nice. 65 is very busy, and we don't have a nice store in between the two. You get that a lot, people.
We do. We love it. Yeah. It's like it's a compliment that people want you to come to their community, and everything's on the table. So
I like that. Everything's on the table. Wright's Barbecue says Wright's Barbecue, Benton proper, you idiot. That's for RJ Hall.
Christian, let me ask you a question. Let me show you how the sausage is made on here. When did you put today's stream up?
Last night.
Didn't see it until just now. So it wasn't on. I was using yesterday's stream. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
Anyway, from RJ Hall?
Let's go ahead and take a break, and we'll get this thing straightened out.
Yeah.
RJ, we'll get it figured out. We're going to find that boy, and we're going to bring him back home. Bring him back.
Right now is what we're going to do.
That's from Private Saving Private Ryan, if you didn't know it.
This may be the busiest ATM that I've ever seen in any of the stores because we were not going to hook that up. This is not the first. This is not the first one on there.
You know what's more disturbing is that nobody, more people have to go, Roger Bass, what's going on with the camera? Yeah. You know, what do we? Does anybody listen to us at the station or watch
us? Comments on the stream. They're like,
yeah, I did see that. Yeah, okay, well, good. Yeah. We'll make sure and acknowledge them. Yeah, and we've got some too. But yeah, okay, well, good. I'm glad we get. It's busy already here, buddy.
It is. I was surprised. I
hanging out with David Hendricks Jr. He's the junior. Look at that. How you doing, buddy? Good to see you. This place is busy. A lot of freebies.
We do.
A lot of freebies today.
Don't buy breakfast. Come out here. Get your
exactly
breakfast.
Right.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Hey, we don't have to worry about the Straits of Hormuz. You know, we're lowering your gas prices right here.
Dang straight.
At this family market. Block
A,
be damned. We're lowering your prices under $2 for the first time in years right here.
6:45. Don't go away.
Hell and I, yes, around.
Bowser for my good friends at Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville, celebrating 50 years in business. Now is the time to start planning for your new pool. It's a huge investment, and having a company that you can trust is crucial. Owners Jeremy and Shane Lawson build the pools themselves, so they will know every inch of your new pool. Luxury Pool and Spa is also your Central Arkansas headquarters for chemicals, and they have great rebates going on now for Pool Life and Bakwasil Pool Chemicals. Just bring in a water sample, and the trained professionals at Luxury Pool and Spa will ensure that your pool has the proper chemicals needed. Luxury Pool and Spa is also the proud dealer of Pollywood Outdoor Furniture with Climate Tough and a 20-year warranty. They also carry Pentair pool equipment, pool toys, and the Big Green Eggs. It's the perfect time to turn your backyard into your everyday oasis this summer with Luxury Pool and Spa, celebrating 50 years in business. Take it from a happy customer. They are the best. Live the life of luxury with Luxury Pool and Spa. Check them out online at luxurypoolarkansas.com.
Hello, this is Justin Akre. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Hey, your roof called. It's tired of leaking, missing shingles, and judging you silently. Call Oltman's Roofing, Central Arkansas Roof Superheroes. We do inspections, repairs, full replacements, and yes, we'll wrestle your insurance companies. Free estimates, top quality materials, 5-year labor warranty. Basically, your roof gets a spa day. You get bragging rights. Don't wait. Call Oltman's Roofing, 501-687-7663, or visit oltmansroofing.com. Oltman's Roofing, we've got you covered.
Big color, bigger savings. Sherwin-Williams Super Sale is here. Get 40% off paints and stains August 7th through the 13th with prices starting at $30.89. Whether you're refreshing your interior or exterior, we've got the colors to bring your vision to life. And with delivery, getting everything to your door is easier than ever. Shop online to have it delivered or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Delivery available on qualifying orders.
Babbel proudly presents The Poison Gift.
Derek, hi.
Hi. I got you something. Ein bisschen Gift.
Gift? Ist das Gift?
Ja, ist das Gift. Für dich.
If you buy her a gift, don't tell her it's poison. Use Babbel. Practice with Babbel's guided conversations based on real situations. Get up to 50% off on your Babbel subscription when you sign up at Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Time is running out on the Summertime Auto Loan Special at Alcoa Community Federal Credit Union. Right now, qualified buyers can lock in auto loan rates as low as 1.776% on 2024, 25, and 26-year models. Doesn't matter if you're buying new for you, or refinancing your current auto loan. No payment until the fall with no payments due for the first 90 days and financing up to 84 months is also available. Apply securely online at alcoacommunityfcu.org.
Gear up and save big time with the fall kickoff sale at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall. Massive savings on back-to-school clothing and footwear, plus huge savings on camo, firearms, hunting gear, archery, and more. All on sale store-wide. Whether you're headed back to class or back to the woods, Hunter's Refuge has you covered. Plus, shop the outdoor tent sale with savings up to 75% off. See all 8 pages of deals online at huntersrefuge.com for the fall kickoff sale Wednesday through Saturday at Hunter's Refuge in Whitehall.
This is Trey Reed inviting you to join Mark Hedrick and me Tuesday nights at 7 for The Wild Side.
Brought to you by Edwards Food Giant, Trader Bill's Outdoors, Battery Outfitters, Tammy Chase Insurance, Crane Chevrolet, and Flyway Brewing.
Hey, everybody, this is NFL Hall of Famer Dan Hampton, and I love hanging out with Paz and the boys on The Buzz. Tune in every morning so you can get the news just like I do.
What do you want opposing offenses to say after playing Arkansas?
That was tough as hell. I want it to be hard for people to find a way to get a first down. You know, hopefully they're going to say that we're very fundamentally sound, and we play extremely hard.
All right, it is 6:50. Dennis May just drops by with showing off his Force Global Heat Wave. It's going to be running Wednesday down in Louisiana.
Right.
Is that, what's it called?
Louisiana Downs.
Yeah, Louisiana Downs. The horse, he says, better bet on it. Richard Jackson is the trainer.
See you, Greg. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah, Global Heat Wave. He's an old radio man, Roger.
Hey, now.
And so, good to see you, buddy.
Good to see you.
Yeah, are you giving this to us to hold, or do you want it back?
You can have it.
No. If you keep it, listen.
I hope to get many more.
Good. Well, listen, Global Heat Wave, Roger. We'll have to remember that. Good
I think
to see
that's
you, my
a
friend.
Song. I'm proud of
thank, you for listening.
Heat
appreciate
wave.
That. An old radio man right there.
That's right. That's right. That's right.
661-1037. We are at the new Family Market here at Albert Pike in Hot Springs. You know, Roger, I don't think I've ever heard of Piney Junction, but that's where we're apparently at. Piney Junction.
You wouldn't. You
I've heard of Mountain Pine.
Have you heard about Mountain Pine cutoff?
I've heard Mountain Pine.
Okay. Mountain Pine. Isn't that, I think Mountain Pine, it used to be way out there, but what's that boy? Yeah, Bobby Bones. Bobby Bones and Mountain Pine.
Yeah, that's right. now, I think we've got the cameras working.
Yeah,
we've got
working.
The sound working. So
they're
thank working. Everybody, working. When you see that, keep hammering us.
Yeah, keep
it ain't working. It's not working.
And then look at our tans and look at my hair. People are marveling. You know, people were marveling at the job that Sam Pittman was doing. People are more marveling at the
at
my head of hair.
That was that Bo's line? Or
yeah,
is that,
yeah. Marveling at the job.
From our Middleton Heat there, texting, hey, Raj, hey, had Baz talked about what it was like playing with leather helmets, maybe. Says audio video is now working. Thank
very
you very
good,
much.
Very
All good. Audio is back. Baby, let's go.
Shout out Greg Covey. I just saw him here. Stepping in, he walked out here with Bahama Mama sandwich and some Highland chocolate milk.
Shout out and prayers to Kane Griffin of Greenbrier. That's from Redbone. Let's see here. Do they go by population of a community that decides where they build? I don't think that's always it. They're certainly of a growing community from a population standpoint. I certainly would think they have a cutoff to where, you know, we're not going to go to a community, you know, of 200 people or 300
sure.
people. So, yeah, I'm sure that's part of it.
Well, and they know, it's called a family market. So
yeah,
they're getting into
yeah.
neighborhoods and doing all that. By the way, Malvern National Bank has
oh,
given
yeah.
us gift cards to give away. This is these are let's see, what are they're Visa gift cards. Is that what they are? Or not Visa or is it
yeah,
Visa?
Yeah.
So $50. We've got three $50 and one $100 gift card to give away. Our goal is to give them away today somehow, whether we do some trivia, whether we do something, or do we hold on to them for the next day or two?
Yeah.
Or whatever. But anyway, we have them. We can give those away.
We got to play a little fact or crap today. Got to get that in there.
Well, I like it, and I like it a lot.
Someone says here, try Who to Believe by the Allman Brothers Band for some funk. You'll have to wipe off. Okay.
We were singing Allman Brothers.
Someone says, listening to Roger, I had this vision of him in a therapist office. Within 20 minutes of listening to him, Roger would be in the chair while the therapist is laying on the couch. And that said with love. I don't know exactly how to interpret that. What is
I think because I'm scattered. I'm scatterbrained. I'm a water bug.
Or that you would have him. He would need that. He would need to be in the chair after listening to what you're going through in your head games.
Exactly. I would drive the therapist crazy.
What is the character in my head game in my
head movie?
Head movies. Yeah, head what head was that? Oh my gosh! Come on, Christian.
Oh,
Simple Jack.
In my head movie.
My head movie. What is he? What else does he say? Oh my God! That was such a good
I love you.
Simple Jack.
What does he say?
They love Simple Jack.
What?
Oh, my gosh, they love Simple Jack. Where were they at? In Cambodia or something? I can't remember where they were.
Well, you never go full.
Oh, my gosh, that's right.
You never go full.
Someone says, hey, Baz, Google the movie on Angel called The Senior, based on a true story. I believe you can do it. Movie. We were talking, it's M. Shyam Shyamalama Ding Dong's birthday today.
Shyamalama, baby. You know that our previous producer would have just been mocking us big time. Christian, how do you feel about that when we do things like that and we say Shyamalama Ding Dong?
Yeah, I think he's known
his name.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine.
Wait, are we mocking his name?
We're not really mocking his name.
No, it's no, like, no. We're just
if I have
having fun with it.
If I have trouble getting a name out, I just mock it. That's also here's a.
You just said you were.
So there.
I do, just in, love.
We just want to make sure that we're clear on everything, okay?
It's all in comedy and love.
That's all it
609
is.
609er here from Navarre Beach in Florida. Okay. Someone says, love me some Paul Lills. I remember the day. This was from yesterday. So, Roger, we did found, it looked like during the day, if you heard the show yesterday, we were struggling because we've changed over the system with our Paul's calls. But apparently, by the end of the afternoon, we discovered some of them, right? Trip Keeter?
No, Trip Keeter.
Yeah,
did.
Give some love to Trip for finding some Paul's calls. Christian, you've got those too.
They're right here. Look at this right here. Look at it. Let's throw one out there.
Lucas and Smith, who made that great catch, split wide to the left. Cobb's your tailback. Poitras steps off the line of scrimmage. Second and 8, Arkansas at the Tennessee 23-yard line.
So clean. Poitras so clean.
Motion. Turner,
play it. Fortress in motion.
Pumps, throws down the middle. Touchdown, Arkansas! Oh, my! Lucas goes up, makes the catch, and the Hogs take the lead in this ball game, 27-24. 23.
You know what? Here's
Fortress in motion. The greatest tight end we really don't know anything about.
I think one of the greatest lines in the movie, Ray, was when Ray was doing the concert and it was country music and the lights came down and the people hushed and all that when because it was the first time he saw the guy that does the hype guy, the announce guy. They came out and the guy said, "What happened with there?" Ray said, "What happened when the crowd got quiet?" He goes, "Well, I brought the lights down so that the lights were down. The lights was only on you." And Ray said, "Well, why did you do that? Did somebody tell you?" He goes, "No, just needed to be done. Thank you, Trip. For getting those pause calls, you did it because it needed to be done. Thank you.
Thank you. That's good teamwork.
That's exactly right.
Simple Jack, you make me happy.
Yes.
I ain't got a good brain, Simple Jack. There's another one. What was the other one that he did?
I can't do those. I can't read those like that.
Yeah, it's so dark. You make my eyes rain.
You make my eyes rain in my head movies.
Like, I'll see you tonight when I go to bed in my head movies, but this man, head movie makes my eyes rain. Right. Something like that.
Ben Stiller is so darn good. That movie is... maybe some people don't like
anyway,
it.
I get the reference of me being
someone. Jake says some say Poitras is still in motion to this day. What happened to the Army sounding 609 song? Did he get lost in the changeover?
The who?
The 609 Army sounding 609 song. I don't know what it's about.
Move it.
No, I don't know.
I don't know.
If you want to be part of the
show. No, I know. Is that the one? 609.
We haven't heard that in a while.
We have not.
All right. I love it. You know, if you've got requests out there for us to play.
Yeah, send it to Trip and tell Trip to find it because I sure as hell can.
We are here at the New Family Market
first
in Hot Springs.
Over.
Yeah, it is Albert Pike Road in Piney Junction. Come by and get you some free stuff.
Yeah.
We'll have Joe Klein coming up. We got Melinda Mayo. We got Justin Moore checking in with us. And we got a lot of free stuff to give away. So if you're in the area.
3 hours left of gas being under $3.
And football tonight. We got a football game tonight. How about that? And I'll share again about the Razorback practice, too, in the 7 o'clock hour.
Well, I'll do trivia tonight and then drive to a hotel and hope.
That's right. We're at the Watermelon Festival tomorrow. That's it.
Why so serious?
Sports talk and entertainment.
Let's put a smile on that face.
103.7 The Buzz.
This is the Pigskin Preacher, bringing you the word. July the 12th, 1979 was Disco Demolition Night, an infamous Major League